Olivia, hello, how are you?
I'm tired. How are you?
I'm okay. Why are you tired? Is it all the
Oh,
technology?
well, the technology does wear me out, but you ever like sleep for 2 or 3 hours solid on the couch, and then when you go to bed, you can't sleep, and
Yeah, that's very dangerous. Yeah.
I shouldn't
That's
do it,
what's you did it.
but I did it. I mean, how do you stop it? Like, put toothpicks in your eyelids or something while you're sitting on the couch? There's nothing to. Anyway,
Yeah,
so I
okay.
shouldn't complain. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You feeling better?
Feeling much better. Yeah, and I really can't complain. My COVID wasn't bad at all. I thank the booster that I had recently
Good. I
for
just signed
making
up
it
to get my
manageable.
flu shot tomorrow, like a responsible geezer that I am, a
Yeah, I know.
responsible old person.
That's what we are
So,
now, Gia.
and I'm hoping I get some kind of coupon for a candy bar or something, like a little, like I think we're conditioned from a young age when you get the lollipop at the doctor's. I'm like,
Yeah,
well, I hope there's
you're
some,
just always expecting some sort of reward.
like a dark chocolate hazelnut something or other.
I didn't get
Walgreens, if you're
anything with my
listening.
shots.
No.
So I wouldn't get my hopes up if I were you, but
Did you get your flu shot too already?
yeah, I got them at the same time, which might not have been a good idea, but
Yeah, that must
yeah.
have. Could you raise either arm?
They were achy a little bit, yeah, and I didn't feel
Yeah.
very good at all the next day. I would say
Yes,
I
I'm
felt
sure.
worse on that day than I did on any of the days I had COVID.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. I mean, not that you
Yeah.
felt bad, but
Thank you.
I had a flu shot. I hope this doesn't happen this time. I know they change the flu shot each
Yeah.
year for to try and target whatever is out there, but
Yeah.
I had one a couple of years ago where I felt worse than than COVID also,
Yeah.
just for a
Yeah.
day. But I was like, man,
Right.
like, that was a
Yeah.
doozy.
I
But
know. Yeah.
anyway, and I didn't check, there's all these other options like shingles and all that. I'm like, oh,
Right.
come
I know. I
on.
think we should probably be thinking about shingles, huh?
Should we? Do we have
Hi.
to?
We don't have to, no. But we
I don't
can.
know. I just feel like I know they're all out to get us, but
Yeah.
it's
Anyway, this
anyway,
is
yeah, let's talk
fun.
about General
This is
Hospital.
fun,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah, oh, sorry, old people stuff. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah.
I do need to ask you real quick. I had to
Yeah.
be somewhere.
Oh,
And so I list missed the just the last 2 minutes or something, like the last snippet. And I think when I turned it off, like Sonny and Nina were still in the park or
Yeah.
something. And like, did I miss any crucial anything?
Well, silly old Nina was in her Nina way, acting like, she had some sort of secret but didn't want to tell Sonny, and then, he.
About Willow and TJ.
Yeah, did you hear any of
Okay.
that part?
I think I heard her start to tell him that, there
Yeah,
might be something
yeah.
happening. Okay.
And
So
of
that
course
was the big.
he's like, yeah, he's like, I've known TJ since he was a little boy. He's not the type of person who would cheat. And she's like, oh, I know, I could be very wrong, but I saw them hugging and there were tears and blah. It's like, okay. And then Sonny said, well, we're not telling Michael any of this, he just, I think because he knew there wasn't anything to tell yet,
Yeah, okay.
and then of course Michael heard him say that as he's like walking up the hill in the park, and he
And did he get a total douchebag expression on his face or something? Or
yeah, he sure did. He had a total
yeah, okay.
douchebag expression. Yeah. You use the word, Gia, and sometimes you have to, don't you?
I'm
It's
getting more
unavoidable.
comfortable with it. I'm getting more
I
comfortable,
don't know if that's growth or not.
Probably
But
not.
probably not. But anyway, so yeah, we left with them, sort of looking at each other, with much animosity, and we'll see what they decide to tell Michael. At
Yeah,
this point,
okay.
Willow and TJ are at the hospital.
Yeah, and how many appointments can Michael miss? It seems amazing to me. Sorry, I'm on the move here. If you hear weird sounds, I have
Okay.
something I gotta.
Well, that one, this one, he was missing because their babysitter was running late. So
Right.
Willow
Right.
had that excuse, right?
Oh yeah, but I mean, it's kind of amazing how
yeah,
how
coincidence
many
that,
they, yeah.
I mean, because it see, it appeared he had the whole day off, so you know,
Right,
which
just hanging in
also.
the park.
Yeah, and it also made me think about Sonny and the career of the mobster. Is that really not a 9-to-5 job, I guess?
No, I think that's totally, you know, you farm out your jobs and your killings and stuff.
Your dressing downs. So you think Sonny pretty much has the day wide open most of the time?
I think so, to hang with, you know, I mean, do we ever see him actually
ball.
Like kind of doing paperwork or anything?
Shuffling things around, yeah. He doesn't really even seem to have a secretary for that sort of thing. So,
yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe you don't have paperwork because you don't want a paper trail. That kind of makes sense.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Yeah, we don't, we haven't seen him doing much of anything lately. I think he used to look more busy and look more business-like, you know, than he has recently. But that doesn't bother me, really, that he's enjoying a Sunday, you know.
Yeah. One observation I wanted to make about the park was, I think there was bougainvillea behind them.
Oh, and that's lovely, but it's not really a Port Charles kind
not
of
Not really
event,
a Port Charles
yeah.
in November
yeah.
kind of a thing. I
No,
don't
or
think.
Ever. Or ever, really.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either, Gia. It's not zone 3 or whatever.
Yeah,
three
yeah,
plan.
Yeah. Listen to you with your zones.
Got a little. I don't know what zone New York is, but I'm pretty sure it's not.
I'm pretty sure they can't do bougainvillea year round.
No, maybe inside, but not outdoors. I had a lovely potted bougainvillea once in Agunquit, and
they're
thrived.
Nice enough, huh?
It thrived, and I loved it.
It must have enjoyed the lack of water you gave it.
Somehow we struck a balance, and it was doing very well. But anyway, so that's sort
okay,
of ruined
so
the
that
scene
was that.
Before
what
you
else
did it.
Well, what else did I miss at the very end?
I think. Oh. Well, they did. I guess cut to the hospital. I guess it was after that little confrontation. And Terry told Willow and TJ that her liver and spleen had enlarged, and that made it look like they were entering stage 4 in her leukemia. And stage 4 is never good, Gia. Are you there? Gia? Where are you, Gia? Hello?
Ah, hello?
What happened?
I don't know. I was moving around. Maybe I
think that was it, because you're fine
okay.
now. Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. All right.
That was like a flashback to the
I know.
Nom
I,
of
geez,
our
we
podcast.
Had a bad moment there. Okay. Ooh, like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Crap.
Okay.
I've got nothing.
I know. I'm like on my fancy new phone, my fancy new carrier. Oh no, I haven't had a bad call yet, but I've only had a few calls.
Okay,
so things are moving faster with Willow's leukemia than anticipated, perhaps?
Well, I think this was what they knew could happen, right?
Right, the risk, I guess, of waiting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think this was because she waited that this is where we're at.
Oh, jeez. And she's like, Michael, they're painting him as the least observant boyfriend in the world because Willow is as nervous as a cat. You know,
yeah, and
it's
she
like
really
everything is like, you know, like,
yeah, and she doesn't have much to say, really, you know,
yeah,
she's
yeah,
sort of preoccupied,
yeah, so he doesn't get any gold stars for paying attention,
no,
but.
And I think there were times when he would have been more in tuned with her Right, and
Yeah,
maybe it's,
early on, he was very
yeah.
observant of, you know, because they met in that grief group or whatever it was early on. So, yeah, but now he's all about the business and the insider
Yeah,
trading and
and
stuff.
the
Yeah.
Aurora stuff, and yeah.
Okay, so that's so I didn't miss a hell of a lot then. All
No,
right.
you didn't. You didn't.
Okay.
Um,
All right.
yeah.
Well, what else do we want to talk about? I feel a little out of it because whenever we have the weekend, I'm like, I only remember Monday.
Yeah, and
And
I so I watched Fridays and today's this afternoon
all right,
after
well, you
work.
carry the ball then, lady.
Well,
Come on.
sheesh, let me see if I can. Okay, we had some more like Austin and Mason nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
That was awful and
Which just
pointless.
makes you think there's a big mob scene in Pawtuck. Like, is that what's happening? Like, he was roping his doctor. Like, they're actually cousins, we guess, maybe? And
I
he was
guess.
roping him in to sew up gunshot wounds or something from
Yeah.
the big, I don't know, drug
Yeah.
ring in Pawtuck.
That's right, Gia. That's right. The
I'm not really
Pawtuck
sure.
Chamber of Commerce has done a good job keeping it quiet.
It's like the Lewiston of
New York, or is Pawtuck, is it supposed to be New York, or
Oh, is it still I maybe not. I'm not sure. I'm
I
not
don't know
sure.
either, but
I didn't
anyway,
ever Google Pawtuck to see if it was a real spot.
yeah. So there was that, and then Maxie and Spinelli did that. Was that on Friday? Maxie and Spinelli,
Yeah, there was some silliness with the
some
some
silliness,
the algorithm and who
yeah.
was urging somebody to I it's that's why it's hard to remember because I'm not invested in a lot of these
I
storylines.
know, I know. And then, but I think it was in that episode, wasn't it, where Austin, well, Maxie revealed to Spinelli that Austin had been told about society setups and that Spinelli was behind it all. And she said, "You can trust Austin, you know." And Spinelli, of course, was like, "Yeah, thanks." And so
Yeah,
then
yeah.
immediately after that, Austin asked him for a favor.
Oh,
Do you
right.
remember
Yeah. So
that part?
immediately, yeah, I do remember that now. Yeah. So
Yeah.
maybe we're going to see a darker side of Austin.
Well, and
We
he
just need to
asked.
see more of Austin, something to
Well, Austin
give us.
in that episode also, it seemed like his tone was never really appropriate for what he was, who he was talking to or what he was saying. You know, like
Yeah.
he was kind of gruff with Maxie when she came into the office. Like, what
Yeah,
are
I
you
don't
doing here?
feel
You
any
know?
like lovey-dovey there at all.
No. But then, you know, at times, like he asked Spinelli to run him and Maxie through the algorithm.
Oh, that's right. That's what, like, why would he want that? What is that about?
Well, I guess he's hoping that it will reveal that they're a perfect match, but he doesn't quite understand that the
Well,
algorithm
what's the
will reveal
point
a
of
lot.
that? Why do they need that? I
I
mean,
don't know. Maybe he thinks that that will help, like, build his case with Maxie if, like, any of the, I don't know. I'm not saying that it's, there's anything smart about it, but he doesn't really truly understand that that means Spinelli, I think, would have access to a lot of his darker past and his dark connections, right?
yeah, you th maybe that's where they're headed with that. Okay, maybe that kind of makes sense.
I
And
think
Spinelli
so.
will try to warn her away from this bad
Yeah, or
character.
he'll know a lot more than he bargained for
He might
about Austin.
sow so some seeds of doubt.
Yeah, or he
So a
would be in
sow is like
danger.
a pig, right? Or a
Yes.
cow.
You just work that out on your own, Gia.
I'll get back to you in a few minutes. I've got to do some self-talk.
I'm thinking that Spinelli could also put himself in danger if he knows too much, right?
Yeah, that Mason guy will just torment him with his voice
Yeah.
for a couple
Yeah.
hours, and that's punishment
Yeah.
enough.
His voice and his His
You can't help that,
weaselly
but it's like, wow,
things. No.
what kind of, I mean, you could only play bad guys with that kind of
Right.
voice.
Imagine if they tried to like give him the treatment, like so one day like we love him, you know, we won't even remember why we hated him.
Oh, yeah, we are kind of dumb that way. That does
Yeah,
happen to us.
that's the word, I think, Gia.
We've
Dumb.
proven it over and over again. Yeah, I
Over
didn't
and
go
over
fancy with
again.
that because I didn't want to
No.
get tripped up like I just did with
Yeah, let's keep it
So, well,
simple.
here's the problem. I'm thinking like, what is the saying? You reap what you sow. Reap
Yeah.
what you sow. But I'm getting
Yeah.
confused with like, how do you spell that sow?
That's SOW also. Yeah.
Just okay, so it's a, what do you call that? Pantagram? No.
Damn it. Why do you have to go further with these things when you know we can't even handle the beginning?
Two words that are spelled the same but have completely
Yeah,
different
what's a
meanings.
homonym?
Homonym. I think that's a homonym. Yeah, I think that's a homonym. Nice. Okay.
I think our college is called and they want their degrees back.
I have to tell you. So I started a new Facebook account, and I'm trying to like fill in like where you went to college, blah, blah, blah. It won't find my high school. And I'm thinking like, I did go to high school there. And like, it won't let me enter. I'm like, did they change it or move it or, but it won't enter. And I'm like, what? Are they ashamed of me? Are they not just not letting me click
Yeah,
on
they've
this?
created a filter.
Somehow
Sorry.
they're keeping me. I'm like, some of my high school friends might want to look me up and I won't be
Yeah.
able to tell them that,
Yeah.
anyway.
Oh,
That
poor
profile
Gia.
is very important. And as you know, it appears that I just got married last week.
I know, I know.
I've
That
gotten
was
so many
sweet.
congratulations that I don't know how to change it.
He finally made an honest woman of you.
Everybody's like, great
Jacking up
choice.
like a
That's so
slut.
for like 30 years,
I
I tried to say something, but people don't read it. They're just like, congratulations, balloons all over the place.
I wonder if you'll get some gifts.
I know. I feel like
You should register somewhere, Gia.
size sheets, deep pockets preferable. I could all, I mean, after all that time, honestly, like the towels and stuff, all that stuff wears out,
Yeah, you...
the non-stick cookware isn't non-stick anymore.
No, it's really not, is it? Gosh. Oh,
Anyway, I
well.
don't know why I got off on that, but homonyms, yeah. Good job.
So,
So
so.
yet another. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
So I went with the word dumb because I am pretty dumb and I don't
Well,
want
and
to,
that's, yeah, we've
yeah.
got to sort of work with what we have. We got to meet ourselves where we are.
Right. And then do a little
Okay.
self-talk.
Yeah,
Once we meet
yeah.
ourselves, introduce ourselves and
To ourselves.
I'm so tired.
Wow. This is really like working with not I may maybe you should have just stayed silent.
keep walking around till I lose the call again.
No, please don't, because I don't have anything dazzling either today. Let's see. Okay.
Victor, I feel like we're seeing way
Oh,
too much
Victor.
Victor, and I enjoy Victor generally, but it's like, come on, give us a break.
Well, that, yeah, all of that is stupid too. Like, so now Valentine is home with Charlotte.
Oh,
You
that was
know.
so okay. I'm glad you brought that up. That was so underwhelming.
Yeah.
We have all that stuff with Laura and Kevin over there, dressed as a
And
nun and a priest,
Valentine had been afraid for his life, for
and
Charlotte's
Charlotte's
life,
life,
for
and so.
months,
Yeah,
months.
so somehow they just go to get hot chocolate and get and walk away, and that was all there was to it. Like,
And Victor even paid for the flight over, right? So
yeah.
it's like, you know, that was a little
Yeah,
silly.
so that was a quite a gap in the writing, I thought, with
Yeah.
no, I don't know. And then he just shows up and he and Anna, oh, darling,
Yeah.
And the
Yeah.
timing of it all, like Anna's in the same clothing, which I guess, maybe they don't need change or something, but like, how many days have gone by? I don't know. She's been
Yeah.
standing at the bars talking to people
Yeah,
forever.
she's been busy.
Yeah,
But
holding court there.
Yeah, I don't think it's supposed to have been more than like 2 or 3 days. I'm not sure, but
Should have changed then. I don't know. I get a little confused, but I thought that was underwhelming. You know, the all the danger around the Charlotte thing, and
and that two, you know, regular people like Laura and Kevin could pull off something that, you know, Valentine and Anna couldn't have concocted on their
Well,
own.
I actually, that is not hard to believe for me.
No, it's not.
I'd put my money on Laura and Kevin any day.
Any day, that's true.
In the spy department, you know.
Yeah, you'd think that Anna and Valentine would be feeling kind of stupid themselves now.
Over... Right?
Because they can see that, you know, Laura and Kevin are much more well equipped for that kind of life than they are.
More savvy as,
streetwise, you know.
And, you know, Laura's on to the little deputy mayor woman already. And I was so glad to see her back. She's going to whip that town into shape. She already knows that Holly's, crooked.
She's the only one who's still got, like, her sixth sense.
Yeah, that's very hard to say, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Sixth Sense. That was a good movie back in the day.
Yeah, it was, sure. Let's see. So there was that, which was, like you said, underwhelming.
Laura's
had Terry Elizabeth
return. Oh, right.
And we didn't find out really what Terry did while Elizabeth was in the house.
No,
so
we know there was no real conference. She was just out there messing around with, like, you know, Spotify or something.
Playing hacky sack with some kids or something. We don't know.
Playing hacky sack. Does anybody play hacky sack anymore?
I don't know, Gia. I bet they do.
Was one of the sports that I failed while I was in school.
Was it a sport?
Well, one of the pastimes. It was all the rage.
I didn't even try to get into that.
I did try, and generally after I'd smoked a great deal of marijuana, and that didn't help the coordination any.
Okay, I thought maybe that's what you needed, but maybe not.
Well, apparently, I mean, it didn't seem to hinder anybody else, but they'd be, you know, you could tell they were kind of rolling their eyes at me while I was.
Yeah, I don't want to make it. This isn't an insult exactly, but I feel like maybe you're just.
Where are you
a
going
too,
with this?
You're just a little too uptight, right? You have to be very loose, right?
Well, how much more marijuana did I need to smoke to be looser?
I don't know. Like, if you're uptight, can any amount of marijuana change that?
It's funny to me that you think I'm uptight.
I'm not saying I'm not. Funny. I'm not saying I'm not, Gia. I feel like I am, too. And that's why I don't think I'd be very good at hacky sack. Yeah.
And you never tried it?
No, not really, no.
Well, next time we get together, well, let's get a hacky sack and... I mean, they were so enraged. People were like making them. They were doing like macrame or whatever the hell that is. You know, doing these little darning needle things.
Which one of us is going to throw out her hip first, do you think?
Yeah, exactly. You do have to turn your foot kind of at a funny angle. All these sort of like back to nature crafts were happening during my era. I couldn't do any of them. I was always like, people were like beading necklaces and stuff. I was always knocking over trays of beads. Like, I was like a bull in a china shop with all of these sort of bohemian crafts and sports. And I know, I was a bit of a failure.
Well, and you wonder why your high school isn't recognizing you on Facebook.
That was even before any of that. Those, my high school, those were like my years of the mullet. That's how I think of it.
Yeah.
I had a nice mullet those years. I don't know what you had going on. I know you didn't use hairspray.
I didn't use hairspray. Nope. I don't think I've changed much my hairstyle, really. Maybe my part was in the middle for a little while instead of on
all
the
right.
side. But, you know.
Okay. Well, at least you've combed it since then.
Yeah.
Okay, General Hospital. Let's see. Yeah. What else was annoying?
Well,
did we have that long conversation between Jordan and Portia? Was during?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And that was another one. At least they didn't, like, get too, I don't know, too catty.
They didn't have a
other.
Cat fight. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it was a little more subdued because they knew that that Curtis could come down the stairs at any minute, you know.
Yeah, but, classic soap opera. Let's have the conversation in, you know, full voice.
Like right at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
Although he's not really being very, you know, intuitive with anybody either. So
he's another like failure at his chosen profession of the PI.
Yeah.
No, that's not what he is anymore. It's a good thing. But yeah, he's seeming quite numb.
Yeah.
And sort of like numb and really like traditional, like caveman-y, like, oh, three kids. And
yeah.
And yeah.
And the wedding, it seems.
Yeah, the
like...
whole wedding thing and the squealing. And like when you've been married already quite a few times, like everybody on a soap opera in theory has. Do you like, should you have these massive weddings? I mean, it's like.
I don't think so, Gia. I really don't think so. And I also feel like Curtis doesn't seem like if she knew him well and if he was the Curtis that we know, I feel like she'd know he wouldn't be a big ceremony kind of guy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And she wouldn't be pushing for the big.
And she would wedding. She be a big ceremony kind of woman?
Well, I don't. Yeah, I don't probably know. Not. Probably not. She's turned a little bit stupid too.
She's yeah. I find myself having to remind myself. I find myself, and then I introduce myself.
And then you remind. Yeah, gosh.
And then I remind
she must
myself.
Must be so sick of yourself by the end of the day.
Everybody is. That she's a doctor. You know, like remember, she's a doctor.
She's a doctor.
You know?
Yeah. and sort of, you know, an attempted murderer kind of.
Right, exactly, exactly.
So she's not a doctor with a capital D, I wouldn't say.
She's safe from being accused of that now, at least from Oz himself, because the hook got him.
And also, Jordan didn't seem to be much of a cop with a capital C when that was all going on. So.
No, she was a crooked cop. I was still admiring Porsche's little jumpsuit.
I thought you might be.
It's very Charlie's Angels. I could see Chris wearing that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Chris or Kelly. Probably not Sabrina.
No.
But mainly Chris. I think Chris could have rocked that look.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Gia.
Maybe that's another series I should rewatch. It's been a while.
I'm sure our listeners would be grateful if you could bring more Charlie's Angels content.
Bring more of that to the table. Yeah. I can. if that's what you need. I will
not
be
yet.
There for
not.
That.
We'll let you know, Gia. We'll let you know.
Well, you know that I want to rock that jumpsuit, and I have that black one hanging in my closet. Not really a jumpsuit, but like a more of a romper, I guess. Like a
yeah.
And it's hanging there. It's waiting for me to lose 30 pounds.
So I have a lot of things.
It's going to be hanging there for a while.
I know. Everything I have is hanging there, waiting for something.
Yeah. I've weeded things out, but I have hope that there might be an event.
Like salmonella poisoning or something.
No, I mean, where I'm just going to go ahead and rock it in spite of the current weight. Like I'm thinking like a travel event, like when I go on a plane or something, because it would be
you
comfy.
Feel like a tight romper would be the way to go. Oh my God.
Because, you know, when you travel, it's kind of like a chance to reinvent yourself. Nobody knows you. You know what I mean? Like you're so incognito at airports, you know?
Sure. I would encourage you to speak with an accent if you're going to do this. And distance yourself from the podcast. Please.
And video the whole thing.
Yeah. You can talk about your succulent podcast all you want.
I haven't started that. I'm thinking of my different like areas that I might want to talk about 70s TV series that I'm rewatching and
Boy.
Like you ever watch you probably don't like these YouTube videos of like people that haven't heard, you know, whatever this
Led
Zeppelin song, you know,
I think I've seen one or two of those, and those are
those
kind of cool.
Crack me up, and I feel like that could be the sort of direction I could go in, like me watching Hill Street Blues or St. Elsewhere or something, and like my reaction to, I don't know, maybe that's too like too done.
I don't
And of
know,
course,
TJ.
they're hour long shows, so that could get really dull. But they're like little time capsules, you know.
Yeah. Okay, Gia. All
I
right.
enjoy the cultural references. And like I'm watching St. Elsewhere now. I'm sorry, I'll get back to General Hospital in a minute. But and it's just so like so that's within our lifetime. Like that was when we were what, kids, I guess, teenagers. I don't know. And nobody would have batted an eye, but now when you watch the doctors light up their cigarettes right in the hospital, you know, and everybody is like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's a little crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we wouldn't have thought twice about it, I guess, at the
No.
time. I don't know.
Right. Well, I think we've probably covered this before on our on here, but I remember in high school there was a smoking area that was right in the middle of the school campus.
We had a smoking area too. It was called the teacher's lounge. Like every time the door opened, the smoke would come billowing
Oh
out, you know?
man, imagine all that secondhand smoke and thirdhand smoke,
We
those
had
cheap.
a I don't think we had a sanctioned smoking area, but we had an area called the Pines where that's where everybody did smoke.
Isn't that where Sonny gets rid of people?
In the Pines, in the Pines. But that
Hello.
may not have been, I didn't go there, of course,
Of
but
course not,
like,
no.
but I think it was smoking of all kinds.
Oh, yeah, this was cigarettes and it was
But you had
right
an
in.
actual sanctioned place for students to smoke?
Not.
Wowie zowie.
I know, it's
I can't
crazy.
imagine that. Did you make a lot of friends there?
Well, I had some friends who would hang out there, so once in a while I'd step into that area to say hi, but I wasn't really comfortable there.
Yeah. Well, and it really has changed. I mean, even just within our lifetime, like flying, there would be a smoking section, and
Oh God, I remember being stuck in the smoking section in the very back of a plane once.
I was on there once too. I'd stuck there once, and I was like, these are the people that know how to party. You know, they were like getting cocktails. I was like, man, why haven't I been back here before? You know, everybody had a great time, you know, but it was smoky. Anyway,
Anyway, okay, talking about unpleasant things.
okay, what do you got?
Well, I know when I was like teeing up Hulu to watch Friday's episode, I think the little one-line description was something like Drew and Cam catch up or something. I was like, oh crap. I didn't even want to turn it on because that's what they were leading with, but we had the Cam Drew scene at the bridge. Do you remember
Oh,
that?
right. I was trying to remember. I was thinking like, because we had Finn and Cam also. Or we may have already talked about that.
Yeah, and that was better. That was a better.
Yeah. But yeah, Drew and Cam at the bridge. Oh, right. And then like letting
Mount
Carly know and blah, blah, blah.
Kilimanjaro. Drew talking about climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yeah. And what a glaring, I mean, we've mentioned this before, but what a glaring omission that Drew wasn't carving Oscar's name in the wall all those years, just scouts. It's like the writer's like, oh, right, this dude is supposed to be Oscar's father too. I mean, really?
You're right. That would have gone some, maybe not far enough, but it would have helped us legitimize, feel like he was a legitimate
Yeah,
character.
a little more, yeah. Oh, yeah, and then we also had Joss witness Carly and Drew having a snog there. So what do you think? What's your prediction? What will her reaction be?
I don't know. She was getting a little out of control for me. Joss was. She was a little too much like in fifth gear with everything.
Yeah, she's a bit of a tsunami these days.
And I feel like we're kind of losing sort of like her sense of balance or whatever. I don't know. I don't know why she'd care that much, right? I mean, she's
Yeah.
well, she
I think she'll be in favor because she's so anti-Sunny. that,
right? So she would be pro Drew, right?
Yeah, because she'll probably want her mom to move on.
Yeah, this will be a sign that you know she's going to be fine. So
yeah, so that's my prediction on that one. But you know, in true soap opera fashion, they didn't let on with her expression. It was just like, you know.
Yeah, and also in true soap opera fashion, they're acting like this is going to be some secret that they're capable of keeping, you know?
Right, yeah.
Even
when
though
everybody already knows.
Who cares? It. Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
But, yeah, but I thought, like, Joss, when she went into Kelly's and they told Sunny, you know, that somebody was trying to kill her and Cam, you know, it was like, well, that's a little bit overboard, I think. Don't you?
Yeah, but I mean, I was thinking like you, like how stupid everyone's being. Like, Cam's
well, yeah, I thought.
Yeah.
It, well, like, exactly. Yeah. Like she somehow snuck out of the house and got there.
Yeah, yeah.
And acted like this, you know, is going to happen, and then she doesn't really, you know, listen to herself.
They are at an age of incredible stupidity. I mean, I'm not going to talk about playing hacky sack or being stoned anymore, but I mean, how stupid are you during those years?
Yeah,
stupid, like so stupid.
Yeah, like really blocking out a lot of voices, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like one of our pastimes was we had a massive tractor tire. We were like in this off-campus area, and we would put two people in it. This massive. And roll them down a steep hill, you know. We're just lucky we didn't end up at the hospital every time, you know.
But yeah,
that I never got in it because I was like, I will throw up. But you know, that seemed like a fun thing to do as we were partying, and also building massive bonfires and you know, and leaping over them like that, you know, like how high can you go over the flame? That kind of just.
Okay.
Just, gosh, that whole like thinking you're invincible thing is for real.
Yeah,
it's for real.
It's amazing how many kids actually survive their teenage years.
I know, because the risk taking is, and I, you know, as you know, and as is probably apparent to every listener, I'm like super geeky and nerdy.
Yeah,
and even and you, I was taking risks.
Yeah. Uh huh.
You know. I mean, I had a little more of a like Jiminy Cricket voice in my head, I think, warning me about a few things, you know.
That's good.
But even that, you know, there was an override, just whatever hormones are coursing through your body, which I guess is great for living in the world because you got those are the years you got to be brave and do shit and like take steps and be out there. And that's kind of where Joss is now, I guess. I'm defending Joss.
Yeah. I guess that's true. But it did seem like she had a stretch where she was wiser, I thought, or a little more
thoughtful. They were wise beyond their years for a while, though. Yeah. All of that little group, you know, they were a little almost goody two-shoes, you know, like making all these wonderful choices and using birth control. And, you know, it's like
all the adults in their lives are getting pregnant.
Yeah, all the adults in their lives are being so idiotic. But, but when I think about those years and even now, like my wanting to be thought of as cool would have outweighed any of these kind of wise decisions. Like,
yeah,
I would have done whatever stupid move if I thought it would make me look
cool.
I know.
I'm kind of glad I didn't have too many opportunities because I would have been stupid also.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't mean just in the getting pregnant thing. I just mean in every aspect I really wanted to be cool.
Yeah.
And let me know if I get there, you know. Like I'm...
sure, Gia. You'll be the first to know.
But anyway, I wouldn't mind seeing them do some kind of more stupid stuff.
I guess. I don't know. I like every time Cam acts responsibly.
Well, and that kind of fit to me, that sort of definitely fits his character. And I knew people, like, I feel like I knew people both in high school and college that had a more grounded personality because they had to work or they had, you know, they came from a background where they kind of understood Oh, like, oh, this isn't being handed to me. And so they were more, they were already more adult than I would ever be, you know. Even though I was a work study student, as we've discussed before. But you know what I mean? Like people that were working in high school,
Well, Cam knows he's just got his mom, no dad. Especially,
right.
I like that he mentioned that he still thinks about Franco and talks to him every day. I thought that was
Yeah,
sweet.
yeah. Somebody should,
I
you know.
know. You know, damn it.
Franco. Gosh. Anyway, okay. But yeah, I love Cam. He's one of their best characters. But yeah, Elizabeth didn't arrive home any more settled
No,
or
and I guess that's fair, right? She's probably unnerved in a whole new way.
Yeah. I was kind of cheering when she was saying we should just maybe break up with Finn. I'm like, yes. Yes. Not because you don't want to tell him that stuff, but just because it's not working. It
It's
doesn't
not
work.
working.
I don't know.
The timing's off, at least, you know.
Yeah. I like her house. And I think I've already said once, but that's a house I would move into if I got to move into a set. I would pick her. She has a nice, like, in the shelving that's behind her in that little family room. There's like sort of a wooden horse figure, sort of an abstract with a light on it. I like it very much. Yeah.
I've
And her
got
house
his
has some color going on. Like all the rest of them are very gray.
It feels like the proportions and everything are more like home-like, sort of.
Yeah, it's a little cozier. Although I like Nina's apartment too, Ava's former apartment apparently. If I were feeling more glam, I might move there. Where would you live?
If I could move into a set, a
Yeah.
general hospital.
Yes.
Oh gosh. Well, not the Quartermain Mansion, I don't think. Even though I like the
No.
idea of having a cook.
Do they still have a cook? I
I think
mean,
so. I think they have,
okay.
like, not the original one, but I think they have a cook somewhere in
Because she
there.
passed away, right? That actor
Yeah, I
passed
think.
away. That
Well,
was sad.
that was.
She was funny. I wish they used to bring in the staff a little more and have some fun
Yeah, they did,
hijinks. They
didn't
don't seem
they?
to do that anymore.
Not really, no.
We wouldn't spend a lot of time at the Quartermain Mansion anymore, really.
It's always in that, like, really sort of claustrophobic
Whatever
little
that,
kitchen
yeah, with
place,
all the
right?
fruit bowls, yeah.
And doesn't it feel very small? Like when more
It
than
feels
one.
small and really busy.
That's not a good set, really, at
And we
all.
can't figure out where it is.
No.
Like it's in some other quarters or something. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's where you'd live? Okay.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Well, you think on that, okay?
Okay.
We need to
All
do more
right.
of our hypotheticals, you know,
Yeah.
like
Okay. Yeah.
those are fun. Like, I
They
don't
are
know.
fun for us. I don't know if
Yeah. Well,
people
none of
listening are
this is fun for
probably
anybody else. I mean, God bless the people that are listening to this. And go get your flu shot, okay? Yeah, I mean, we should just do PSAs all the time for stuff.
even know if we'd be good for that. People would be like, well, they've had some shots and this is how they sound.
This is what's
So
happening with them.
I'm going to
They're
steer
idiots.
clear of the latest booster. Thanks.
All right.
So we
Well,
had
have
a
we
little of
covered
your beloved
what?
Dex. Do you want to talk about Dex for a
Oh,
minute?
yeah. What did we see him do? Oh, he was standing outside. He refused a hot chocolate. Was that what we were?
And then it was pressed upon him.
It was pressed upon him, yeah. Oh, and there was some fun, like, sort of verbal, like, oh, you know, he's such a softie. Sonny's such a softie. And Dex is like, oh, yeah, big softie stringing me up with.
And then Joss had a little of her flashback buttoning up Dex's
Oh,
shirt
yeah, buttoning the shirt.
in
I
there.
was
So
wondering about
that's
that. If you were in that situation, would you button from the bottom up like she did? Place yourself with a handsome half-naked man, and you have to.
Don't think my hands would work. Oh, darn it.
You'd just be taking the shirt off. Now,
yeah,
now,
let's get this off of you. Let's get you into a robe.
I don't know why, but I think I'd go from the top down. I don't know why I say that.
I with myself, I start from the top, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Is it sexier to go from the bottom up or something? not qualified to answer these questions.
No, really
anymore.
Not. Really, really not.
anyway. So we had that little flashback. Yeah, that's gonna happen soon. We know that.
Yeah, boy, that's gonna hurt Cam because he's thinking they're in a very good place, right? He was.
I know. It was so funny. Like the girl, they have sex, and the girl's like, "Oh yeah, we gotta break up with him." And he's like, "We are closer than ever."
That seems pretty real.
Yeah, we really bonded. We really did.
Get off of me.
Oh, poor Cam.
Poor Cam, I know.
But maybe they'll just find somebody marvelous for him. Somebody new.
Yeah,
and
then maybe Joss will look back and say, wow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I missed a good one. I let the good one go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know what else we had. We had silliness with Nicholas and Esme, which... I enjoy them together, but I don't feel like I need Esme to narrate her every move. I'm not that stupid.
I can't believe she hasn't just like knocked him out as soon as he's walked in that room.
He's not that clever that, you know, I mean, she's been so devious up till now.
Yeah.
And
so why wouldn't she just like bash his head in? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're still leaving the door open for her being the hook. Because nothing else has occurred since she's been locked up. So, that little mystery is kind of on the back burner for a bit anyway.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I'm guessing that Esme and Nicholas are laughing as soon as they're done with their scenes. They're probably enjoying that.
Probably.
It looks like fun. But what would she be doing with her time all the time?
I would think going nuts. Somebody like her, she would be going nuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but Uncle Victor's going to come in and sniff it out and make it worse probably somehow. I don't know.
Somehow he'll make it worse.
Well, anyway, wasn't too exciting a couple of days, but
no.
A little bit of movement on the storylines. I'm wondering, are we done with Tasha Yar and Bo MacGyver? Like, were they just hauled out for that?
I don't think so. I don't. That seems like that would be kind of weird to just have that one. Although they didn't really seem like they knew how to act next to Elizabeth. So I don't.
Maybe they were not going to test well. Oh, but what's her name, Brock? What's her name brought him up again? I forgot we had Heather Weber.
Oh, Heather, that's right.
Again today. Yeah. And that was kind of a fun scene.
Yeah, she had some good lines. And there were times when she was like, her head was a certain way. She looked so much like Carly.
Really?
Yeah. Like when she threw her head back and was laughing or something, she looked a lot like Carly to me.
Oh.
Not that means anything, but
I didn't pick that up, but okay. Well, all that blonde hair and white teeth.
Yeah.
But yeah, she referenced Jeff again. So maybe
she gave us some pretty good expose.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like what would you call her in a Shakespearean play? Like
not quite the Greek.
Wasn't
chorus,
there a character? Yeah. Like a Greek chorus or something like that. Maybe the fool or something,
or somebody
that's like speaking truths, but
right.
You know,
yeah. If you're listening, it's all right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought you were gonna say something like, "If you build it, they will come."
Well, and speaking of if you build it, wherever she came from and was going back to, wasn't that a place that we hadn't heard of before?
I don't know. Did they say a name? They probably did.
Yeah, I was like,
it didn't register with me. Or
yeah, start like a D apostrophe. I don't know, something. It's weird.
That's a weird name.
I thought she was at one of those.
How did you hear verbally the apostrophe.
I was in the subtitles. How did I hear? I hear all the punctuation, Gia.
The punctuation speaks to me. Like a schoolhouse rock or something. Okay. Well, that's why you maybe pick up better details than me. It's not that I'm completely numb. It's that you're
Well,
reading this stuff, so.
I'm reading it, that's true, and also you're noticing things that maybe some of us wouldn't,
Like the
like the
Charlie's Angels jumpsuit kind of
when the
stuff.
plants and the
Oh yeah, that's true. I do get distracted by the
stuff
plants.
like
I could be wrong. I'd like to zoom in on it, but there was something like kind of fuchsia pink behind them on the fence flowering. If I could have zoomed in, but I was
Yeah,
like,
I think
well,
you know, I think you're
what's
I kind of
blooming
think you're
in New
right.
York at that time?
Because
I mean, you know more
that's my
about what's
favorite.
blooming in New York.
Well, that's my favorite plant though, the bougainvillea, so
Well, it would be because it has vicious thorns.
Does it? I don't remember any thorns on mine.
Well, not all of them probably,
Okay.
but yeah, some do. And so you're like, if you don't know that and you go in to like, you know, trim it back or something, you're in for a surprise. But yeah, they're
Interesting.
beautiful. They really are beautiful. And it's one of those plants that's not really a flower. It's like a bract, BRACT, you know, which is, I don't know why, but that's kind of cool, isn't it? It's like, haha, I'm not really a flower.
I like how you've invented a whole personality for the bougainvillea. Good for
Yeah,
you, Gia.
it's saucy.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, well,
Okay.
we should probably quit now. I woke
Yeah.
up a little bit, but I didn't get any less silly, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, we'll try again next time.
Okay, well, and thank you to people that are listening. We really appreciate it, and
Yes. Yes, we
you
do.
know, we'll just keep going as long as somebody's tuning in, and probably even if they weren't.
Even if they weren't, yeah, I'm
I'm
afraid we would.
afraid we would.
Interesting.
We're overachievers
Oh
way.
boy. We're like
Okay.
two Heather Webbers here just
Yep.
waiting to
Just
be
waiting to
taken
happen.
back.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right,
Okay,
Gia.
well, you keep on getting better, and we'll talk in a few days.
Yeah, okay, Gia, have a good night.
Okay, you too. See ya.
Okay, bye.